From WBUR in Boston, I'm Bill Littlefield, and this is NPR's Only a Game. Major League Baseball has a new labor agreement, but can the NBA get its act together? Ahead on Only a Game, the latest sports labor news, also why tailgaters are increasingly targeted by advertisers, and remembering the great New York Knicks teams of the early 70s featuring Clyde, Earl the Pearl, Dollar Bill, and the Captain. Also ahead, video gamers revel in their Major League status.
A few months ago, we won the $1 million tournament, so I personally made $100,000 just off one tournament. So it's pretty good.
Stay tuned.
Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Early this morning, the NBA owners and players reached a tentative agreement ending the 149-day lockout that had threatened to wipe out the 2011-2012 season. The details of the tentative agreement have not been announced, but previous negotiations had involved a 50-50 split of so-called basketball-related income and the owners' determination to cap spending in various ways so as to develop a system more favorable to small-market teams. Commissioner Stern announced that the season, which will include 66 games, will begin on December 25th, though the precise schedule was not made available. Training camps will begin on December 9th. What has been termed a handshake deal must still be ratified by both sides, but both sides seem optimistic that there will be an NBA season. Amidst the backdrop of the Penn State scandal, conference realignment, and proposed changes to the bowl championship series format, the nation's best college football teams are aiming to sort out which will go to what 2011 bowls. Here to discuss some of this weekend's best rivalry week matchups is Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports. Dan, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me back.
Number 3 Arkansas jumped out to a 14-0 lead against number 1 LSU yesterday, and then LSU outscored them for the remainder of the game 41-3 and won the game. Is there any doubt that LSU is the best team in the nation?
Well, I guess we'll find out if they have to play Alabama again, but no, not right now. There'd be no doubt. They've beaten 7 ranked teams, one at Alabama, you know, number 3 team twice, Oregon at one point, and then Arkansas now fairly handily. So I don't think there's any question they have the best resume. They are in a position now where they can easily lose next week's Southeastern Conference championship game and advance to the BCS title game anyway. So they've put a resume together that is pretty much foolproof. Unless they would lose by like 50 points next week, they're in.
Hence, scoring all those extra points yesterday.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there are style points, and running up the score is part of the game in college football.
Number 24, Auburn, will host arch rival number 2, Alabama, today. If the Tigers can upset Alabama, would it have significant BCS implications?
Yeah, absolutely. Alabama is in if it wins. There's almost no scenario where they would be dropped out of the top two. So they're 21-point favorites today. Game is at Auburn. It is a huge rivalry game. This is not, though, a great Auburn team. It's not a terrible one. I think they should be able to give Alabama a game, but I think Alabama can win the game. But Alabama wins. They're in the pretty much you can take the month of December off for college football. It'll be LSU-Alabama in early to mid-January for the title.
Which of today's other key games should we be talking about?
Well, you still have Oklahoma and Oklahoma State playing. Oklahoma State will probably be left out on the side for the BCS championship game, but they can finish 11-1 and win a huge game against their Bedlam rival in the state of Oklahoma and advance to probably be the Fiesta Bowl. It'll be a big win. Virginia Tech and Virginia are playing for a share of the ACC championship. That's not a bad game. And the other one that has some significance is Wisconsin and Penn State, not only the whole Penn State story, They are still alive for the winner of that would go to the Big Ten championship game a week later. None of these on the national scale would have a whole lot of impact, although Oklahoma State could. But there's certainly regional interest in it and a pretty good rivalry. And then you just have all your other rivalry games, Washington State, Florida, Florida State, and Clemson and South Carolina, and all the different ones that sort of make up the fabric of college athletics where you just have, you know, it doesn't really matter what the record is, how good you are. It's always a fun time.
Last week, it was reported that BCS members were considering a number of radical changes, including severing ties with the Sugar, Fiesta, Orange, and Rose Bowls and focusing solely on a national championship game featuring the number one and number two teams and eliminating automatic BCS Bowl qualifying status currently enjoyed by the six major conferences. What do you make of these proposals, and would they improve the BCS, of which you have, of course, been so critical?
Well, I think the elimination of the automatic qualifying conferences, there are six of them, despite being 11 conferences. So unlike any other sport, if you can win your conference and not advance, because they deem some conferences more legitimate than others, that is a direct response to government threats for antitrust violation cases. And that's a clear response to the antitrust threat that nobody wants to deal with. In terms of going to just two teams, and remaining as a two-team playoff, if you will, and not expanding to at least four, if they can make it into a four-team playoff, at the very least, then it would be a massive step forward for the sport. It's been a terrible season on the field. Financially, this system is a disaster for these public universities. It's a financial albatross on college athletics. It's riddled with scandal, corruption, cronyism, all different things. They got to do something. How far you can pry yourself free from that, and these university presidents and athletic directors are willing to make the right move for the actual sport, we'll see.
Dan Wetzel is a national columnist for Yahoo Sports, and he's our college gridiron guy here at Only a Game. Thanks, Dan.